Yeah, guys. Okay.
Wait, thank you.
Okay, let's begin. Okay, yesterday, of course, was Sunday, so a little bit of chizuk. A few fellows told me they couldn't make it because they had to do stuff with their families in the afternoon. So I suggested, if your parents let you, you take the car in and you come into yeshiva and then you drive back home if you have to drive back home. I understand you have things with the family. That's very, very important. But we always stress Sunday is very, very important to make sure that we have the kvias in learning. We are in Seder and Shir till 1. And I understand that Sunday is a lot of family things. So hopefully your parents let you take the car. You come in and you go back. Okay, so I want to Bez Hashem, we should mechazik this area on Sundays, the attendance. Okay, very, very important. And of course, we always say, Yossi always puts it on the computer if you miss to try to make sure we don't fall behind. Okay, let's begin with the following. I didn't get a chance to Dibras Moshe, Eitan, did you?
We couldn't find it.
Look at the library. I got to look in the library.
One in the library that only had the 8th
parrot. Oh, really? Nice. So I was going to go today. Okay,
yeah,
thank you.
Really?
It was just the 8th parrot.
Okay. It was all the bubbles together, but only
interesting. Okay, very good. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. Okay. All right. We discussed yesterday that in the previous sugya, the fellow seems to be a little bit of a, as Eitan and Seth pointed out, the small rites, exactly like they said, you're overly favored. And Baruch Hashem Rechavit, the answer is, yeah, you're overly favored. The guy's a bad guy by giving out this whole spiel. And he says, you know what? The truth is, I really was scared of the first guy. I wanted to get to the second guy. That's why I did this whole spiel. But you were overly favored. You gave a guy terrible advice. In a chanam, you're over this, sir. That's a beferish small. Where was it? Simikuf ben vav, sifkotten, lamid tes. That's correct. You are overly favored. The guy's over in this, sir. So, within that process, we asked the following. I want you to get this. We asked, aren't you also making yourself a Russia? By you saying that you're overly favored, aren't you making yourself a Russia? Ein Adam Mesim Atzmo Russia. Person cannot make himself a Russia. And by saying that you were overly favored, aren't you making yourself a Russia? A horrible thing. So, one answer we gave is based on the Ramban. The Ramban of Baba Metzion Daf Gimel Mebeis writes, you only say on Ein Adam Mesim Atzmo Russia Rak Be'edis. In this case, is the guy an aid, or is he one of the Balei Davar? In the case before we start the next Gemara, in the case, is he an aid, or is he one of the Balei Davar? The guy, he's a Balei Davar. He's a litigant. He says, Noachli Sheni. He's a Baldin. So maybe you don't say Ein Adam Mesim Atzmo Russia by what? By Aedis. You only say it by Aedis. You don't say it Velo B'tainis. That's one answer. Then we suggested yesterday, Tosus above Metzi argues on Gimel Beis, and Tosus says what? Afilu b'what? Afilu b'tainis, we say it. So what do we give an answer yesterday? Someone refresh my memory, what was the answer we gave? If you say Ein Adam Mesim Atzmo Russia even in tainis. So what's the answer? What do you say? Someone refresh my memory. What did we say yesterday? Even if you say Ein Adam Mesim Atzmo Russia even in tainis, how could this guy make such an expression? What do we say?
He's not a Russia.
He's not a Russia. Excellent, Seth. We said he's not a Russia. Because what's the definition of a Russia? Twofold. What does the Rambam say? Someone's over a lav sheish bo maisa, or someone is a thief. This guy's not a lav sheish bo maisa, and he's also not a thief. He gave bad advice. He didn't steal anything. So, I want to just point out there is a hagos ashri, okay, in Baba Kama. I want you to get the two opinions. Very, very interesting. The Sefer Rav Steinman. Ever heard of Steinman? The Elis HaShachar. Steinman is one of the Gedolei Yisrael, right, in Bnei Brak. He has a sefer on many Maseches and Shas called Ayelis HaShachar. We had a small sefer really called Ayelis Shlucha. That's a different sefer. Ayelis HaShachar Rav Steinman has. Rav Steinman points this Agos HaShri out. And I want you to get it. Very interesting. It's in the 9th Perek of Baba Kama, Simen Yud Ches. Okay? And he writes as follows. Interesting case. Let's say I give a fellow, a friend of mine, a bunch of money to buy some wheat. He goes in and takes that money and buys barley with it. And he makes millions with it. he makes more, you know, it profits, it expands, gets bigger, and he made a bundle of money with it. So if you look in the Agos Hashri, in the ninth parak, in Simin Yuches, he writes, Maisa b'parga, b'rubin sh'nasan mos l'shlucho liknos bol s'chayra, you do it, b'alav b'kana s'chor acheres. The guy goes in and buys barley and makes millions. V'ton sh'kana l'atzmo, he claims that he was going to give the principal back to the what? To the original man. The principal meaning the amount of money. But all the profits he had in mind that he wants to keep himself. The ton shekana latzma lekach shinin, the don arivam the shekol arevach l'shliach v'nishpo shelekach niskavin. And the fellow takes a shvua that this is what he intended. He wanted all the profit. He wanted to keep all the profit. So since he wanted to keep all the profit, he takes a shvua. This is what he intended. I'll give the kirin money back to me. I gave him. He'll give me the principal money back. But all those millions he made, he says he took a shvua. That's what he intended. Now, isn't he making himself a Russia? Isn't he himself making himself a Russia by saying that he switched? I told him to buy wheat. He goes ahead and uses the money for barley. That's Gezel. Isn't he himself making himself a Russia? So I want you to get this. He says, V'yishyashiv l'fi divri rabbeinu sh'omer, the lifter nafshim m'mamayne, adam mesim atzal Russia, k'mohacha sh'omer sh'shine v'kanal atzal mashra nafshim gazam. Period. There is a sheet in Rishonim that says, you can, efshar laso, lahasim, es atzmo, rasha, kidei, latzil, otscha, momen. Yes, those $1 million that you invested in are they're the shliach's money. But by saying that, and saying that he intended that, he basically took my money, which I told him to buy wheat, and he bought barley with it and made millions. He's making himself look bad. More than that, he's making himself a Russia. But he wants to keep the millions. He can do that, according to the Shita Rishonim. Let's identify with Shita. Okay, Rivam. The Rivam, he says. The Divrei Rabbeinu. The Rivam. He says the Rivam. Rivam says like this, Halacha L'maaseh. It's amazing. Then he continues, Dago Shashri, I want you to get it. And he says, Va'aba Mori, Omer, Ve'ein Adam Mesimat Rosh HaKlal, V'hacham Yishum HaKinem Adam Fishadat Shashroch L'Shan L'Ruvin Mosul Hitira Ovid. What's the second sheet to hold? Abi Mori will write it. Abi Mori says, no way. Ein Afilu Buvda Afilu Hatzil Atzmocha Mimomon Omrim, Ein Adam, Mason, Atzmo, Russia. So you tell me, so why in this case is he believed? The shliach that I sent? Because he said, I didn't think it was robbery. Listen, I'm going to give him the care. I gave him $100,000. He says to himself, I'm going to give the $100,000 back to David Hirsch. He says, give him the $100,000 back. What is he doing wrong? No big deal. So he was Mora Heter. Well, he is wrong. He did Gezel, but he's not making himself a Russia because he thought he wasn't doing anything wrong. You follow me? So that's why he's believed. But there's a fundamental machlokus. If you want to save yourself money, can you make yourself into a Russia when you try to defend yourself or save yourself the money? You want those millions. So the Rivam says, you follow me, Ellen? The Rivam says what? You can, and the Abba Meiri says you cannot. In that particular case where I gave my friend the money to do it, he didn't think it was Gezel. I gave him $100,000 to buy wheat. He bought barley and made a few million dollars with it. He didn't think it was Gezel because he's going to give me $100,000 back anyway. Even though he didn't, he's not the tippish. He knows he didn't do the right thing because I asked him to buy wheat and he buys barley, but it's not Gezel. He didn't think it was Gezel. Okay, he didn't listen to my directions. But is it Gezel? He's giving back the money. So Rav Steinman writes in the Sefer to answer Seth and Eitan's Kasha. They said, Rebbe, how could this guy do this? How could this guy do such a thing? Okay, he's scared of the mafioso, but he makes up this whole Eitzah to get rid of it from Reuven, to get it to Shimon, so he can get it away from Shimon. Isn't that an Eitzah Shana Hoganis? Leif Naiver. What's the answer? So we gave the answer. Maybe it is an Isser. But even if you hold it to an Isser, isn't he himself making himself a Russia? So we gave the answer according to the Rabban. It's only by Eitzah, not by Titus. According to Titus, We said it applies even to Tana, so we said maybe he's not making himself a Rasha in the halachic definition of the word. Or number three, so it says Rav Steinman, Shlita, then maybe he can hold like the Rivon. That in a Hanami, a guy can make himself a Rasha to save his money. The only way he could get this piece of property back is to make up this Eitzah Sheino Genis, to give this advice. If that's the only way he could get his property back in such a way, then in fact he's going to what tell this whole God, God, John, this whole story. Okay? And that's exactly what he's going to do. And he is what? He is able to do that in the process of saving some money. If you hold like the Rivam and not like the Abba Mori. So that's what Steinman points out, this Pekias. This Agosh Yashu, ninth Pirik of Abba Kame Simon Yurkes. Okay? If you get a chance, you'll look it up. Okay? Maybe I'll photocopy it, Blin Netter, for you tomorrow. Everyone will be able to see it inside. Okay? Let's go Vaita now to the next Sugi. Okay? Let's see Vaita the next Sugi. Okay? Let's see inside. Next to Yechiel. Let's see the Gemara. I want you to read the Gemara, okay? Let's see the Gemara. Okay, next story in the Gemara, okay? Biter. Here we go. Let's go. Second wide line. Let's go. Hahu. Little louder, please, okay? Guy says to his friend, what are you doing in my home? Go ahead. He says, I bought it from Mr. X, and I've consumed the years of Chazok. Yes? He says to him, I'm sorry. Mr. Plony is a Goslem. He stole it from me. Go ahead. Okay, so what does this mean? So there are two ways to learn this. Actually, there are two general ways. One A and one B. And then there's two. So there are three ways in total, but two general approaches how to read this line in the Gemara. Okay? Rashbam says, what does the Rashbam say? He says, Omaleva Isle Sadi Dasis Burta. Who's talking? The Machzik says, I'm sorry. I have ate him that at night, Va'amartali Zavnanili, that you told me to go ahead and what? What did you go ahead and tell me to do? Read the Rashbam there. Ichil, you see the Rashbam? Va'amartali, go ahead. Yeah, read the Dibra Maska. Go ahead. Mimenu. If it's really yours, you should have haya yotzi l'cha mimenu bidin chinam. You should have taken it away from him for free. Go ahead. In other words, you gave me money. You actually handed me money to buy it from who? From Mr. X. So in other words, here I am. Let's get the case clear. You're squatting on a piece of land. He says, what are you doing in my home? I say, I bought it from Mr. X. I've consumed the years of Chazaka. He says, that guy is a Goslem. So the Machzik, the squatter, says back, I have ate him that you came to me one night and you actually said to me, you actually gave me money. Be my agent. Be my shliach and buy the land back for me. Obviously, you assume that he's not a what? He's not a Goslem. Does everyone got that clear? That's the way the Rashbam learns. Shliach. I want you to get that word. He doesn't write the word shliach, but he says, mimenu. He's implying, I gave you money. Lotzimah said, I gave you money to be my shliach, to take it away mimenu, from him. You asked me to go ahead and take it away from him, to buy it away from him, with money. I mean, if it's really yours, you should have just gotten rid of it for free. You should have ripped him off the land for free. What are you shelling out cash for? Okay? That's the way the Rashbam works. Yeah. What he's saying, Yossi, is he's just saying, the squatter saying, you asked, I have Aiden, you asked me one night, same the Mara Markama, to be a shliach, to buy the land that you're saying that the guy's a Goslem is on. So obviously you were giving me money to buy back from. So obviously you don't hold he's a Goslem. Otherwise, you should have gone to a Beis Din and say, get rid of this guy for nothing. You follow me? But I'm saying it says mimenu. So I'm saying he's being a shliach. Okay? Moshe, you got the case? You got it? Moshe, you got the case? That's what it means, mimenu. Okay? The Rashbam is saying mimenu. From him. Okay? He said, you wanted me to get it from him. So obviously you don't claim he's a Goslem. Okay. Look in the Rebbe of Gershon. Yechiel. Rabbeinu Gershom has it a little bit different. Rabbeinu Gershom says, It's the end of a piece we're going to get up to in the Gemara, but just want you to read that line. Amina Isbin Dinoi. You see that?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Read the Dibra Maskil. Go ahead. Oh, even Ekne, you, I said Ekne Osa Mimcha. I would buy it from you. Meaning no Shliach. He said I would buy it from you. So I want you guys to get down. How do you translate the words of Amartli Zovna Nili? Either it means buy it for me, be my Shliach like the Rashbam, or you wanted to actually buy it from me. Zovna Nili means from me. David, you got it? Those are both 1A and 1B. But the Machzik is talking. The squatter is talking, and he makes this defense. One sec, Josh. You heal back to the Gemara. What does the Gemara conclude? Amale. Which means what? Which means, go ahead, just read the Rashbam. Amina. I'm willing to shell out a little bit of money to rebuy my land so it will not what? It won't be a big tircha to go to a din Torah. Yeah, that's what it means. Amina l'nizben dina, marti bilibi, tov li liktos b'damim watim karka, haru'i li, v'li troch v'lo b'din. I have no problem doing that. So who wins? Who wins? The Ma'arer wins. That is correct. How would you translate the words according to Rabbeinu Gershom? Go back to where you read. Ekno somimcha shalo ratziti. I don't want to fight with you. Va'achshav hoyo v'lo ratziti. I don't want to fight. Go ahead, va'achshav. Exactly. Since you wanted to what? Va'achshav hoyo v'lo ratziti l'mokhrali. Emsicha miyadcha v'beizdin. Okay? So he says, even though, notice what is he saying? Even though it's mine, and I said I would what? I would buy it from you. I just did that in order. I don't want to fight you. Now that you what? You don't want to sell it to me. Emsra, I have no other choice but to take you to Din Torah. That's what the Gemara tells us story. The story is the Din Torah. They're fighting. Okay? And the Ma'arer wins. But it's Klor Lefi the Rashbam. It's Klor Lefi Rabbi Gershom. Then who is talking in that line? The Ma'arer. The Machzik is talking the line before about I have Adim. But the Ma'arer wins based on this. Okay. This is the 1A and 1B. Yes, Al.
According to Rashbam, it seems like he's asking the Muslim to be a Shaliach, right?
Is yes.
Is Gershom saying he's asking to be a Shaliach and he wants to buy it from him?
It's just a technical difference.
Are they both asking the Muslim?
No, according to Rabbi Gershom, he's saying he asked to buy it from me. From That's him. Why I said how to touch the words. Neely, you asked. You asked to buy it from me, yes. You, Ma'arer, I've made him to ask to buy it from me. So obviously, you agreed that the guy that I bought it from was a good guy. Okay? And also, when it's a swerta, it doesn't mean last night. It was one night. It doesn't mean last night. Because the fellow's been sitting on it for years of chazaka. So it was many years ago one night, right? Okay. The Rosh in Simin Zion, in the second portion in Simin Zion, right? Simin Ches was the next story. Oh, Josh, I'm sorry, you had a kasha before. Yeah, go ahead.
According to the Rashbam, it says Shliach.
Yes.
Why would the Machzik have a Havmina that he could stay on the field? The only reason why he bought it was for the Ma'arer. And then when the Ma'arer comes and says, get off my field, he's a good Taina. Why would he be on the field in the first place? The only reason why he bought it was for the Ma'arer.
No, but he's just trying to say, don't deny the fact, right?
The guy's a Goslin.
Don't deny the fact. No, you claim he's a Goslin. He's not a Goslin. Because you once told me to be a shlich, to buy it back from you.
But still now, what are you doing on my field? It's my field. And you're being molded. The only reason why I bought it was for you.
In other words, what is Josh, how would you answer Josh's question? Okay, let's just get the story clear. There's a guy squatting on someone's land. The Ma'arer Marakama says, what are you doing on my land? The squatter says, I bought it from Mr. X. And the Ma'arer says, that guy's a Goslin. Right? So, according to Rashbam, the Machzik says back, but I have Adim that one night you asked me to buy it back from that middleman.
For you.
Yeah, for you. So, obviously...
So still now, get off my field.
Why still now get off the field? Because the fact that the squatter is a legitimacy to be at the land is based on that the Planya is a good guy, not a Goslin.
Right.
right? I purchased it from the guys. I purchased from the middleman. So if I have legitimatized that you have said he's not a Gazan, there's nothing to talk about. Then you're
okay.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
His whole claim is resting on the fact that the middleman is a bad guy. But you yourself claimed he was a good guy because you wanted me to buy it back from you. So obviously you claim you hold that he once bought it from you rightfully. Okay? All right. Very good. Okay. The Rosh argues. Okay? The Rosh in Simon Zion in the second Chalik of Simon Zion. I gave you Simon Zion last week. Okay? I gave you Simon Ches for today, which is the next story in the Gemara. But the second portion of Chalik Simon Zion, the Rosh writes as follows. Dave, are you with me? That line of the Gemara that says I had witnesses, you know who's talking? Guess who's talking? The Ma'arer is talking. So let's plug it in. The Ma'arer says that I have ate him that one night, right? I have ate him that one night. You said that you wanted to buy this particular field or parking lot. Field, right? Let's say, okay? Why are you asking me to buy the field when you claim you already what? Own it. Right? The Rush has it completely the opposite. And therefore what? What does he answer? What does the Machzik say? No, the Machzik says, I just heard you speaking a lot of Lashon Hara about me and slandering me, and I'm tired of it. So I'm going to pay you basically to stop. I'm going to pay you basically what? Basically to stop. Okay? I'm going to pay you basically to stop, which we're going to get to in the lines of the Rashbam. Okay? We didn't get to it yet. Again, Nachamo. Say it again. Be the Rosh. The story is that the Ma'arer says, I have Adim. The Marakam Ma'arer says, I have Adim that you asked me to buy my field. So how can you claim that you're the owner of the field when you're asking me to buy it? The answer is, I've been hearing that you've been slandering and speaking a lot of Lashon Hara about me, and I'm tired of it. So I'm going to pay you, basically, to stop. And according to the Rosh, who wins? Please get it down in your notes. The Muchzak wins. The Rosh has completely different than the Muchzak wins. Go ahead, Yechiel. Read the next line of the Gemara, just that we didn't finish the Psak. I'm a Rava. Many times people will what? Dezavin dine. Will what? Will buy up. Now you plug that in. You plug that in. I want you to get, we're going to read the, I'll say it outside the Rashbam. Rashbam has two pshatim. Either I buy the field. Let's, according to Rashbam, whose wins here? The Ma'arer wins. So in other words, let's plug it back in. According to the Rashbam, let's hold cup. Rashbam said the Ma'arer wins. Hold cup, right? Literally, right? Rashbam, you hold your cup, right? Rashbam says, right? Rashbam says that. The Rashbam says, I thought it was funny. The Rashbam says that, what's up, shot? The Rashbam says the Ma'arer wins. How does the Ma'arer win? How does the Ma'arer win? How does the Ma'arer win? The Ma'arer wins because. He says, the only reason why I was doing that is because I wanted to rebuy my own land. That's exactly how you interpret the words. So, there are two ways to interpret. Yechiel, read that Rashbam. I want you to get it. It's a nafkaminim shot. Go ahead. Oven Inish. Adam Tam, a pure man. A good man. Go ahead. He doesn't want machlaikasim. No one should want to have machlaikasim. Go ahead. Umachlokus. Okay? Below Dunamachlokus. So I want you to get that down. He basically was buying, and this is what the Nachlas Moshe points out very beautifully, that according to the Rashbam, Zavin Dina means he's buying the field that has arguments, that has Machlokusim on it. So once he buys the field, the Totsah, the outcome will be there'll be no more Machlokusim. Okay? But the Dine, the word Dine, how you touch it is he's buying the Karka that has Machlokusim hovered over it. So I want you to get, the Rashbam touches the word Dine as being Karka. He's buying the Karka and the Machlokasim will fly away. Rabbeinu Chananel says a little different. Go ahead, Yechiel. He wants to buy the arguments. That's how he's targeting the word dine. Dine means arguments. Go ahead. Right, even though it's really mine, and the only way to be able to extract is with machlaikasin. Go ahead, ekna. Right, I want to buy let the money buy the fights and the arguments. Afopi? Excellent. Even though really it's mine. So how do you touch the word dine according to Rabbi Hanano? What does dine mean? Merivos. You're actually buying the arguments. So there'll be no more arguments, and the outcome will be you'll get your land. So it's just nafka mina, how to touch the word dine. Is dine mean the land and the arguments will fall away, or does dine mean the arguments? And therefore, then the land will be yours. Okay? That's all Lefi the Rashbam. Lefi the Rush, how would you plug it in? Yechiel? Outside, what would you say? According to the Rush, who wins? The Muchzuk wins. And what does it mean when Rava says, Avin Inish Din is Avin Inine? He's buying to get rid of the bad rumors. Well said. He's buying to get rid of the bad rumors. Very well said. Correct. But the Bach, I want you to get this. The Bach points out on the Hagosa Rif that there's something that doesn't fit in well in the Gemara. What doesn't fit well in the Gemara? The beginning of the Gemara, Plania Zavne. Plane Gazlan. Very good. What did the Gemara say? There's a man who says to his friend, what are you doing in my house? And then he says, I bought it from Mr. X and I consumed the years of Chazaka. Then he says, Plania Gazlana. Plane Gazlana is superfluous. You don't need that because the Ma'arer is bringing Adim anyway that is saying that you wanted to buy it from me anyway, right? According to the Rush, the Ma'arer was bringing the Adim and saying, I have Adim that you wanted to buy from me. So that implies that what? That obviously this fellow, what? That obviously this fellow is considered to be what? He's asking on the Muchzuk, okay? He's asking on the Muchza, because what is the point of the Mara? Mara brings Adim and says, I have Adim that you wanted to buy it from me. I have Adim wanting to buy it from me. If you have Adim that you wanted to buy it from me, obviously what? Obviously you hold, Lamaisa, that I am the buyer. You actually sold it to me once, right? So Plania Gazlana doesn't fit in it well at all. The Bach, in fact, takes it out. Excuse me? That's what the Bach says. The Bach takes it out in the Rush. That according to the Rush, you don't need Plania Gazlana. You don't need Plania Gazlana. In fact, I'll read you the Lashon of the Bach. The Bach says, Beferish and Arif. I have it underlined here. Os Yudalin. Velo Garcinin Lefiza Amalei Ploni Gazlana. You don't need it. Because he has Aiden. Im Knitzik Farmi Plania. Kamosh Atatoin. If you really bought it already from Plania, right? Lama Ratzita Liknot Mimeni. Why did you want to buy it from me? Right? The Ma'arer is saying to Muchzuk, why did you want to buy it from me if you claim you bought it from Mr. X? So Plania Gazlana doesn't hold any water. It doesn't even fit in. You don't need it. You follow what I'm saying? You don't need it. It doesn't fit in the whole thing. The Ma'arer already has his cannons loaded by bringing Aiden and saying, I have Aiden, you wanted to buy it from me. If you claim you bought it from Plania, what'd you try to buy it from me for? You don't need Plania Gazlana. He already has his cannons loaded enough. So I want you to get that down in the Pshat. The Bach points out an Osu Dalid on the Rif that you don't need Plania Gazlana, Lefi the Shita of what? Lefi the Shita of the Rif. Lefi the Shita of the Rush. Okay? So these are two different ways to learn up what? Learn up the Gemara. Okay, two different ways to learn up the Gemara. Yes, Yossi.
I'm saying if you didn't get rid of the Plania Gazlana, it would seem to be like a steer within the Rush, because it says in Kfar Kona.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It wouldn't flow. The Rush wouldn't flow.
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't fit. It doesn't fit his. Right. It's like you have two defenses. One defense is that I had an Adim that said you wanted to buy it from me, or Plania Gazlana. You know what I mean?
Either. But also, in Kfar Kona also implies that it wasn't stolen.
What do you mean Kfar Kona?
In the Rush, it says in Kfar Kona, later on in the Rush, it says in right. Kfar Kona, that implies it wasn't stolen.
Right, okay. Right. Yeah, in other words, he's claiming that if you've already bought it, right. In other words, he's not claiming that the whole thing is stolen. He's saying he's just saying that if you claim it, you bought it, then you should not have asked me to buy it.
Right.
Correct. Okay, I hear you. Very good. Yes.
As far as like the actual din, we're saying in both cases the Ma'arer wins,
No, we're not. We're saying Lafi the Rosh Bam, the Ma'arer wins. Lafi the Rosh, the Muchzik wins. Yeah, Lafi the Rosh, the Muchzik wins. It's a tremendous nafkamina. I'm glad he asked me that. Tremendous difference. Yes, Ezekiel.
And according to the Rosh, is Mark Thomas bringing in that within the 3 years he tried Rosh from him? Like within the years that he
thinks about,
was that on
him
or
not? I would assume, yeah, that's the case of the Gemara. He's already consumed 3 years, and he's saying that...
No, I'm saying he's saying it afterwards, but when's he claiming that this guy came to offer to buy from the Marakama?
Even within the 3 years. Within the 3 years. He's saying that you came... His whole claim, he's already squatted on it 3 years. That's not going to help him, because he doesn't have a star. So if you don't have a star, that's the only thing he has the rest of. So he's claiming that you don't have a taina. Remember we always say a chazaka that doesn't have a taina is not a good chazaka. You have to say, I bought it, I was gifted it, so it doesn't work here. Okay? So the pastor says he could be on it 100 years, not going to work. Yes, Michael.
Well, Rabbeinu Gershom agrees with Rashbam that the Marwin is the case?
Yes, yes, no doubt. He just has a technical difference. That's why I called it 1A and 2, 1A and 1B. Just a technical difference. Did you say you send me a shliach, or did you want to just buy it from me yourself? That's such a technical difference in Pshat. Yes, Ron.
According to the Rashbam, it says Adam Tam.
Yes.
Isn't that kind of encouraging someone to get away with lying by not going through the courts?
No, I don't think so. He's shelling out cash.
But he knows that he already owns it.
No, but still, you know, he doesn't want to fight. A lot of guys, it's a good meter. You don't want to have to fight. No one wants to go to a din tyra.
But someone's going to be getting away with stealing.
No, he's not. He's going to get his own money back. He's buying back his own land, according to the Rashbam. The Muchzik's buying back his own land. His mom is buying back his own land.
Someone stole it to begin with.
Right.
And that guy's gonna get away with the money, and he's just lying ahead.
Okay, he did a wrong thing, but he doesn't want to get involved with the machlekesim. Okay, means you're saying it should be his responsibility to take him.
He's encouraging stealing.
He's not encouraging stealing. I don't know. I don't think so.
He's actively letting the guy get away with it when he knows he can go to a court and this guy could get in trouble for stealing.
Okay, but he doesn't want to. You can understand that. I mean, it's obviously much different. We're dealing with all yidden here, but I mean, you understand that a lot of. Let's say, you know, he doesn't. I don't know. Let's say someone steals from you, God forbid. You don't want to go to the police. Forget about Shiloh's a Moser. If you could just come up with the restitution itself, or even to buy it back, and there won't be a problem. I don't know. You don't want to get the guy in trouble. You don't want all the stress. Whatever. You can certainly envision that.
I can understand that if he was going to lose money because court fees or something like that, people don't want.
But it's stress. Yeah, he's going to have to shell out money also for a din Torah. Costs money is to pay the dayanim.
Right, but is it other time that he doesn't want to have to do court fees or
Court fees plus the stress. Plus the fact that everyone's going to know he has a din Torah with a guy, which is unpleasant. He doesn't want any of that. So certainly you can envision that. Okay, you're making a good heart. Ron's making a good heart. Is he doing something wrong? I mean, I don't know if he's necessarily doing something wrong. I'm not so sure. He has to take that mantle upon himself that he's going to teach this guy a lesson. I don't know if it's going to teach this guy a lesson. Maybe he'll steal again anyway. You don't know. Okay, I don't know. I didn't think about it. It's a good point. I don't think you could say the guy's doing something wrong, though. Mm-hmm. I think that would be too extreme, I think. Okay? All right. Very well. That's this first story in the Gemara. We got a clear. It's a very, very important machloikis, how to learn up the case here. Okay? Now we go to the next story. Let's go. Yechiel, weiter. Next story in the Gemara. Okay? So let's get, please, how to read those two cases in the Gemara, and we know how to read them. Good, Bezer Shem. Okay, very good. Baita, let's go. So what does this mean? What are you doing on my land? Go ahead. Okay, now let's go slow, a little bit louder. Okay, I can't hear you so well. So here, up till now, a majority of the cases we've seen, the Ma'arer is always who? The Marakama. Agree? Up till now, all the cases we've seen, the Ma'arer is the Marakama. No? I think that's the case. Yes? This case is different, and it's very important to hold cup with this, okay? This case, he is not the Marakama, is not the Ma'arer. Go ahead. What's the case? The case is a guy said, I bought it from Planya Zvine, Okay, I bought it from what? I bought it from Mr. X. So he says, I have a star. I have a star. I'm going to live a hanakit nishtara. What does the box say? Dizovnali mine. I bought it 4 years before. So what does this mean? So let's get the case. We have a muhsuk. We have a muhsuk, a squatter. And the muhsuk says he bought it from Mr. X. So what does the marakama say? What does the ma'ar say? I also bought it from Mr. X. So the marakama is not in the picture here. You follow what I'm saying? The marakama is not the ma'ar. Yes? The marakama is not the ma'ar. The marakama is a third man. And the squatter says, I bought it from Mr. X, the marakama. And the ma'ar says, I also bought it from Mr. X. And I bought it 4 years before, which precludes, which is before your chazaka. You had the 3 years squatting, but I was there a year before. I was there 4 years before. I bought it before. So your chazaka is meaningless. You don't have a taina. Okay? You don't have a taina. Okay? Oh, so let's see. Go ahead. Now this, okay, go ahead. So what does he say? Who says it means what? Shnei chazaka? Who says it means years of chakas tlas, period? Tlashni kamina? Shnei chazaka tuva kamina. I meant many years. So how many years? Even before you. I've had it many, many years. Go ahead. Amarava. Yes, people call years chazaka. They call years tuva chazaka. Hani mili. That's only the 8-7 shneen. Go ahead. Because it preempts what? It preempts his chazaka. That's correct. Aval. But if it's 6, there is no what? There is no greater macha than this. So in other words, if he had it 7 years, that means the fellow that the Ma'arah says he had it 4 years before. 7 minus 4 is 3, so he'll win. But if he said it only 6, if he's only there 6 years, 6 minus 4 is 2, he's only there 2 years, so he's going to lose. So the Ma'arah, the Muchsuk will only win if he says he was there 7 years. If he says he was there 6, he will lose. Okay. There's a lot of different details we have to see now. Bez Hashem in this sugya. First point is this. The first point is this, that there is an explicit machlokes in Rishonim. There, Eliyasa ben Yonah writes, what happens if he says he ate there 3 years specifically? Let's get it. He said, Achalti Shalosh. Achalti Shalosh. Okay? He says he ate there 3 years. Can he switch from 3 and say he didn't mean 3? And can he say later on that he ate 3 years and he's not able to say that he ate more than 3 years? Can he do that or not? So Rabbi Yonah says, Achalti shaloshonim v'lo yachol lohosif. He cannot add on to that and say that he meant not 3. He meant 6, he meant 7, he meant 8. Because he said what, Yechiel? A specific number. Our Gemara just said generically, he said he was there years. So the Rabbi Yonah says, lo yachol. However, there are Rishonim that argue, namely the Rashba, the Ritva, and the Ran say, even if he says specifically number 3, he's believed to say that he meant more. Because the Gemara says, Avid inish dekar l'shnei tuva tlashni. Why is that? Because 3 years of the Iker Chazaka. But when you said 3, you didn't mean 3. You really meant 7. You really meant 8. So we said that who argues in the Rabbeinu Yonah? The Rashba and the Ritva, the Feirush, they argue on this. That's number one. And that makes it's a very good Svara. Afilu Be'uvda Hazu, you could be what? Afilu Be'uvda Zu, you could be Mosif. Efshar Losif. And that Svara, I think, is very good because the number 3 is a generic type number because 3 is a chazaka. The other sheet, the Rebbe Yonah say, no, what are you saying to number 3? Obviously you meant 3, and you can't add on. Okay? So you can hear both svaras. So we got this machlokes, yes.
But they both agree that you can't switch your first time. I mean, the only reason the Rashman...
There is a... Which we're going to get into the Rashman. There is a klal of Eino Chozer
V'Tiyin. So they both agree with that.
That's a klal in the Gemara. Right. Okay. We're embellishing. That's the whole chiddush of this Gemara. You're just reinterpreting what you meant. Right. You can't retract the retraction. In fact, Alan, you told me the din of what? Kevin Sheigit Shuv Eino Chozer V'Malgi. That's an Adis. The Gemara says in Ksubis. The din of Eino Chozer V'Tiyin is in Tainis. But here you're embellishing, so we have to get this machlekes. Okay, very good. Let's now see different points in the Rashbam that we have to get, okay? All right, take a look. Let's take a look in the Rashbam in the din of Ovid Inish, okay? Let's see the din of Ovid Inish, okay? Let's see, Yechiel, go ahead, all right? Let's see. Go ahead. Yeah, you know what? Read the Rashbam there where it says read from Vachalta Shnei Chazaka. Let's go. Let's everyone look inside. There's like 3-4 very important points of Machlekes here. Go ahead. Vachalta Shnei Chazaka. Oh, go ahead. Who's the mocher? Who's the mocher? The Marakama, right? I bought it from the Marakama 4 years ago. Vinimsa? My purchase is before your chazaka. Shonachas. Go ahead. Excellent. And you from me couldn't have bought it because I don't know who you are. Go ahead. Oh, there it is. It's a chazaka the Eni Matayne. Go ahead. Yeah, it's a chachak sheni matanish. A mocher lo yochol a mocher. He couldn't have sold it to you because he already sold it to me before. Go ahead. Oh, I didn't mean three literally. Go ahead. Go ahead. But come on, right? So that's already that already opens a Pandora's box. He says what? He says he had Edim on every year. Yes? We'll see that's a Machlaikis later in the Rashbam. Okay? He says he was there 7 years. Does he have Edim on every one of the 7 years? Rashbam says yes in this point. Go ahead. Right, Lafika Kamardi, because I didn't know you had a star, Shalar Bashan. Go ahead. Excellent, very good. Notice, it's a very good point, Yechiel. Now, why was he playing games for? Why didn't you say the exact number? Because I didn't think it'd be an issue. I didn't know you had a star that's 4 years before and I'd have to match it by saying seven. It's very good why you assume it's an embellishment, okay? You know, it makes sense, right? I mean, if you put that smart in your mind, what would you say, which one of these two is more mistabri? I can't hear you. Why do you say that? Right, and you're just saying he mentioned the number three because that's a standard chazaka. I would agree with you, okay? And there's Yechiel saying good svara. I mean, he didn't think the guy had a star at all that he have to match. He didn't think he had to be. So he said three. I have three. It's chazaka. Okay, go ahead, Viter.
That's not the case. He didn't mention the exact number here. In our case, he just
no. That's why. Something. That's why he said generic years because the guy didn't mention. But I'm saying according to the Rishonim Yosef that say that even when you mention three, you can embellish. Three is just also like a generic number because I didn't think it'd be a problem. It'd be an issue.
Yeah, but Rabbi Yonah would also agree in the Stam case though.
Yeah, I mean that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. I understand, but I'm saying once you hone in on a number three, Rabbi Yonah says, "What do you got to send a number three for?" So the response to that is the number three is generic because that's chazaka. Okay, you go either way. I'm just saying my Chiel's point is well taken. If you take that smart, I didn't think it'd be an issue. So I stopped. I was shooting the breeze. I said three. Three is a chazaka. I didn't mean three bedavka, you know? Okay, Viter now. Very good. Let's go. Viter. Amarava. So this is the point that's very important. In Adis, what's the klal? Kevin Shahigi, Shuvein Echozer Magen. Once you give Adis and Bezin, you can't retract it. In Tainas, also you can't. Eino Chozer V'Toin. So what's going on here? Lachish at Tainas Rishonis. Go ahead.
Lachish at Tainas Rishonis. By not Tainas, Tainas Lechaman, the Ein Adam Tom Be
You can't retract your previous tainus. Ella. Excellent. Hilkach. Oh, so therefore what? We Hilkach Kimaisi Sadi Bahani Shnei Chazaka Tuva Mehaminin Leishari Lo Chazav Tov. We call this an embellishment. We don't call it a retraction. Fine. Go ahead. Right. Oh. The Shofi. The mocher himself could not have sold it after he was there 3 years fully, right? Because the squatter wins, right? It's his. Aval. No, Mishis Shni. If he only has 6 years, let's get it. Excellent. Who wins? The Ma'arer wins. Go ahead. The Ein Lecha. Now I want you to get how to read this. The Ein Lecha. Period. Now what does that mean? Translate that for me. Did everyone get this? The Ein Lecha Macha Gedoyle Mizu. There's no greater protest than this. Shemicha Amorcher Bizeh. Who's Micha? Shemicha, that he protests. What's Shah Amorcher? Who's the Mocher? The Marakama. That the Marakama sold it, this land, Bizeh Amachzik L'Sof Shnei Shanim, this land that he's been squatting on for 2 years, Shemachar L'Acher. To who? That the Marakama sold it to who? To the Ma'arer. See, he's like talking about himself as an Acher. You follow me? He's protesting that the Marakama sold it to someone else. That someone else is me. And you're not you, squatter. You follow me? That's the way you read it. That's the way you read it. Go ahead. Period. And therefore, what was the mandate? The Muchsuk should have held on to the Shtar forever. Until when? Until he was able to get the Shtar out of the Ma'arer's hand and rip it up. Because he wasn't on there for 3 years. He knew that there would be a potential problem. If he knew there was going to be a potential problem, he should have never, what, gotten rid of the Shtar until he knew the other guy would never have a Shtar to prove anything. Is that correct? Okay. Now, let's get the following. There is, before we go on in the Rush Bomb, there is a Tosfos later on that I wanted you to see on Lamed Testament base. Okay? Tosfos later on Lamed Testament base in Dibra Maskil Vitzarich. Take a quick look at it, guys. Lamed Testament base, the Gemara writes black on white that every 3 years you have to protest. Sar Limchos Kol Sof Shalosh Shanim. Okay? That's what the Gemara writes, black on white, on Lamed Testament base. So, Tosfos is bothered by the following kasha. Tosfos is bothered by the following kasha. He writes, over there, on our Gemara and Lamed Testament base, you have to protest every end of 3 years. Here, what does our Gemara say? Yechiel, what did our Gemara say? If you were there for 4 years, what do we say? The halach is, kfar avru arba shanim achrei amcha. It should be what? It should be a chazaka. What did it say? If the guy was squatting there 7 years, then he wins the squatter, right? Even though the Ma'arer had a star 4 years, 7 minus 4 is 3. What happens if he's there 6 years? Who wins? The Ma'arer wins. Well, let me ask you, why does the Ma'arer win? Isn't he squatting on it for 4 years? He's been squatting there. Isn't he squatting there? He's squatting there. He's been squatting there. So what? You've proven you bought it before. But aren't you there? The squatter's there for 4 years. Right? After the macha. Right? What was the macha? The macha was what? The fact that he sold it. Right? That the Marakama sold it. To who? To the mocher. The Marakama sold it to who? To the Ma'arer. That was a great macha. That it's not yours. But what happened after that sale? There were 4 years with this muksuk squatting on it. That's Tysus Kasha. It's a great Kasha, no? Why does the Gemara ignore that? So Tosfos writes, I want you to get it down. Please get it. that it's a machlokus between our sugya and that sugya. Tosfos writes on Lamites, Vidaf Lamites, machlokus besugyas. Must you protest every 3 years? The sugya on Lamites says yes. Our sugya says once you protest once, you don't have to do it anymore. Sugyos, machlokus besugyot. You have that quite a bit sometimes, Rishonim give an answer. If I ask you, must you protest every 3 years? Machlokes daf lamed of a base, el nigami, to daf lamed tes. It's a machlokes between two sugyas. Okay? Machlokes besugyas. Number two. Second teretz. The Rosh, Eli, which I wanted you to see in Simen Ches. How does the Rosh answer this kasha? What do you say? Why must you protest every 3 years, the Rosh says? Because if you don't protest every 3 years, we think you're going to you're retracting from your protest. Yes? But here, what's the difference? Here, what was the protest, Ichil? It was the sale. The sale always sticks. You can't retract from the sale. Even if he would admit that the whole sale was what? If he would say, admit that the whole sale was really not true, the Hasada, what? If the Marakama would say, Yechiel, that this sale was a fake, would we accept that? No, because it's going to hurt who? The Ma'arer. The Ma'arer bought it. We don't believe it's Hodah. If a Hodah hurts someone else, if it's Chayev Lachrini, Hodah that is Chayev Lachrini, the Gemara writes a Kedushin, is not acceptable. Hodah Shechayev Lachrim, Lo Mahani. Does everyone got what I just said? Again, first Teretz says, Tosa says it's a machlokus. Write down. Must you protest every 3 years? Lamed Tes Mei says yes. Our sugya says once you protest, you never have to again. First answer. Second answer is the Rosh. The Rosh says, why must you protest every 3 years? Kol Sof Shalosh Shanim. Because we think you're retracting from your protest. So you gotta review it. You gotta re-moche. Kol Sof Shalosh Shanim. Sarich Limchos. Because we think the guy is retracting. But in our sugya, what was the protest? Achein, hacha, the protest is the what? The macha is the mechira. And if the macha is the mechira, even if you would have said, even if the marakama would say, oh, the sale is not a good sale, it was all a sham, we wouldn't believe him. Because his hodah is messing up the ma'arer. It's messing up the ma'arer. Who bought it? You can't have a hodah that's chayvach. We need lo mahani. It's not believed. That's the second answer that the Rosh says. Beautiful answer. Then he says, that's the first answer Rosh says. Then the Rosh says a third answer. Number three. Let's go down here. Number three. A third answer the Rosh says. The Rosh says, why must you do every year? Why must you every 3 years reproduce your protest? You tell me. Says the Rosh. Remember, Ali, what he say? Remember the Terechini? Because the guy will think it's Divrei what? Havoy. What's Divrei Havoy mean? Words of vanity. If you don't chazer over it 3 years and review your protest, the guy won't treat the protest seriously. He'll think it's like a joke, that the guy was just joking around. And therefore what? He doesn't think he'll have to be careful with the star. That's why every 3 years you have to do it. But in our case, what's the case? He did a maisa. He actually sold it to someone else. Therefore, there's no way a guy's going to say, oh, the sale was a sham. This was a real deal. A sale. If it's a sale, no one's going to say that's divrei havoy. And therefore, he should be careful with his shtar. He must be careful with his shtar. V'yeshlo izara b'shtar. When you do a maisa, you have to be careful. V'yeshlo izara b'shtar. He has to be careful about the shtar. So, this is three different answers. Rosh tirates, divrei havoy. But here, Achein, Hacha, it's not Lo Divrei Havoy. It's a Mechira. Lo Divrei Havoy, it's considered to be a Mechira. Okay? So, again, one sec, Yechim. What point are we answering? What point are we answering, Elliot? That why what? Exactly. In the case of what? 6 years. The guy squatted 4 years. Why doesn't he win? Shkoyach, you proved that you bought it before, but I squatted 4 years. You didn't protest, right? Maybe it shows that your sale was a sham. The answer is, maybe it's a machlokus and sugyas, whether you have to protest every 3 years. And maybe our sugyas is once you protest once, you don't have to. Number one. Number two is, that no, at the end of 3 years you got to do it because we think that what? Tzarech limchos, because why? I think he's shelo chazar, that he wasn't chazarable. He didn't retract. But here it's a sale. Obviously a sale you're not going to retract. And even if the guy says, the Marakama, that the sale was a joke, we won't believe him. Well, Das Baldin does not believe when you mess. It would be messing up the lokeach, the marer who bought it. And number three answer is, the second of the rushes, that we want to, you have to protest every 3 years so the guy shouldn't think it was a joke. Here in this case, no one's going to think it's a joke. It was a sale. It was an absolute sale. But if you look closely at the Rashbam, let's go back to Lamed Tes now. Let's go back to Lamed Amud Beis now. If you look now in the Rashbam that you just read, Lashon Rabbi Yesh Beforshim, right, Yechiel? That last line you read of the Rashbam, what was it? That if it's 6 years, he should have been careful to hold the star until he could have ripped the star away from who? From the Mocher and ripped from the Ma'arer and rip it up, right? He should have been careful. The Rashbam is giving that teretz. What is the Rashbam saying? The Rashbam is saying exactly that's the point. That's the point. In this case, the Rashbam is coming to answer. He's coming to answer Tosis Kash and Daf Lamed Tes. And he says, when you know the other guy has a star, you better bet your bottom dollar that what? That you have to hold on to your star. When you know there's a competitor that's going to say, if he's the owner of that piece of real estate and he has a star, you better keep your star as well. You better keep your star as well. Meaning, don't tell me a kasha. So I'm going to write down number four. This is what Nachlos Moshe points out. The Rashbam is really answering that kasha. If you know another guy has a star, I don't care how many years you squatted on it. It could be four, it could be 50. But if another guy has a star, you better keep your star to prove that what, you're the owner. And you don't have a star. That's why he loses. The squatter had no star. The squatter should have had a star. If he would have had a star, he might have won. He would have won, but he doesn't have a star. Right? So the Rashbam is basically saying that the Muchsuk, Kashir Hu Yodea, Kashir Yodea, Shasheni, and who's Sheni here? The Ma'arer, Yeshlo Star, then the Muchsuk, Muchsuk, Sarich, Lishmor, Staro, Liolam Voet, sorry, Lishmor, Star O Liolam Vaed. Ad Shiikra. Until he what? Ad Shi what? Ad Shiikra. Ashtar Meha Ma'arer. Okay? Everyone got that? The Rashbam, I'm saying, is giving you another answer to this kasha. You knew that you had a competitor that had a star. If you knew you had a competitor that had a star, then why'd you get rid of your star? Oh, because you squatted on it 4 years? So what? This guy has a star that he bought it before you. You had it 6 years? 6 years doesn't do anything because you only have two. Oh, you did another 4 years? What's that going to help you? You don't have a taina. What do you mean I bought it? I bought it from the guy. This other guy has a star, he bought it from the guy. You follow what I'm saying? So Rashbam is trying to answer Tosis Kasha. See, these other tirutz 1, 2, and 3 don't go that way. But I'm saying the Rashbam is stressing that by saying you have a star. You knew that other guy has a star, so you should have kept your star. You knew that. Now, how did he know that?
Yeah.
That's what I'm wondering. How did he know that? Oh, Zach, excellent. How did he know that? Because what does a star produce?
Coal.
Not cool coal, right? Coal. The star produces a coal. And you should have known that, so you should have kept your star. Which we're going to get back to the Tosis, Zach. Okay, we'll get back to the Tosis. But we got to one thing at a time, okay? Tosis seems to imply he didn't know about him. How did he not know about it? The Torah Chaim's kasha. That's the Torah Chaim's kasha on Tosis. Take a look at the top Tosis. Take a look at the top Tosis there on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Real quick. Take a look. Go ahead. Look at, let's look inside. Go ahead, Yechiel. You're doing a great job. Go ahead, Aval. Write the Rivom. Go ahead. Even if he only has 3 years. He should be believed that as a Migu to say. Oh, let's say he only has 8 and he was there 3 years. He should have a, the Gemara said he only wins if he was there 7. Gemara says, even if he has Edom, he's only there three, he should be with a Migu. That he bought it before him because he has a Migu. He could have said he bought it directly from who? Directly from the Malker. Directly from the, not the Malker, the Marer. He could have said, I bought it directly from you. It's a great kasha, no? Bomb kasha. It's a bomb kasha. Go ahead, what does he answer? Vomiri. Dain Yodea. Oh, what is Tyson's answer? What did the what words does the rush add in? Right? What words does the rush add in? In Simen Ches. What does he say, Ellie? Yarei. Yarei. Tosus has Yesod in many Tosus and Shas that if I make claim A, I had a Migu to say claim B. But if I'm afraid to make claim B, that Migu's bogus. Yareim. Tosus says, if you're Pachad, Pochadim, Yareim Upochadim, you are afraid and fearful. Liton, Tainishnia, as ein migu. That's Tosis' parents. Tosis says he doesn't. It's not a migu because he doesn't know if the guy had a star. So he's afraid. Now let's finish it up. What does it mean? He doesn't know. Yechiel, what does that mean? He doesn't know that the guy had a star. The muksuk doesn't know that the ba'arer has a star because that scares him. Why does that scare him? Well, guys, you got to get this. Why does that scare him if the Ma'arah doesn't have a star? And he would have made a claim, I bought it from you directly. No, but because what's going to happen? The Marakam is going to say, what are you talking about? I never sold it to the Ma'arah. So you claim you bought it from the Ma'arah? I never sold it to the Ma'arah. He'll take the land right away from him. Does everyone get that? You got to get that line. Why is he scared? He says it's not amigo because he never would make such a claim. Because he doesn't know if the guy's a star. And I add to the words of the rush. V'haya yarei. V'yesh lom rein zemigu tov v'sha shekonam v'plan izvin lo yadar shayayah v'sha star k'niyah. V'haya yarei. Shim yomer l'shalachim minu yibbenu ha'mochr l'din. You know what's going to happen, Yechiel? What's going to happen? The Marakam is going to say, I never sold it to the Ma'arer. And you claim that? Get off my land. So he's going to be very scared and shaken. He's never going to make this claim. Oh, you got me? You have to put the word Yarei in Tosos. Tosos says, none of you. Yareim upachadim liton tainishni azein migu. One sec, Elliot. So the Torah Chaim asked the Bam Kasha. Torah Chaim, one of the Gedolei Achronim. What do you mean he doesn't know the guy has a star? Doesn't a star have a coal? This place is a Pella. A star has a coal. A star has a coal. How can you tell me he doesn't know the guy has a star? What's a pshat in this Tosfos? Torah Chaim, Va'avas Chesed. Right? Where is that from? Davening, no? Where is that? Shmon Esrei, no? Where's Torah Chaim, Va'avas Chesed? In Sim Shalom, right? No? Torah Chaim, Va'avas Chesed. The Torah Chaim is one of the Gedolei Achronim. David, you got this? Sammy, he has a bomb cash. He says, what do you mean? The star produces a coal. How can you tell me that he didn't know about... He doesn't know if the guy has a star, therefore he's afraid. Torah Chaim says, I don't understand pshat and taisis. Listen what the Torah Chaim says. So why doesn't he have a migu, Yechiel? Why doesn't he have a migu? He develops a new theory, which we mentioned already last week, called a migu de ha'aza. Migu de ha'aza lo amrinin. At least that's what this Torah Chaim wants to answer. The big machlekes in Rishonim. But if claim B is a chutzpahdikah claim, what was claim B? That I bought it from you. Bought it from you? Guy staring you in the face, the Ma'arer. And he knows, and you know, that he never sold it to you. So that's a legitimate migu. The Torah Chaim answers, migu de ha'aza lo amrinin. Okay? Because claim B never would have been said because it's too chutzpahdik. I bought it from you. Staring right at you, right? Usually fellows that lie don't lie straight in your face. There are some, unfortunately. But you hope, at least the Madrega, if there are people that are lying, they're not going to lie straight in your face. So that's what the Torah Chaim gives an answer. Okay? He says there's no migu. Now I want to point out something else here. Okay? want to point out something else. So before we go Vaitan and Rashbam, we gotta finish that Rashbam. Okay? Oh, it's late already. Let me point out one more thing. Alan, you pointed out, you asked me in Seder, what's the Migu here? What was claim A? Claim A is what? I was squatting here 3 years, and I bought it before you. What would claim B is? I bought it directly from you. Yes? I bought it directly from you. Isn't that a Migu? What word am I looking for? Lemafreya. You're arguing the information. The first claim is, I bought it from what? Before you, from the Marakama. Now you're saying there should be a Migu. I bought it from you? Migu Lemafreya. Zokter? You see from Taisvis? Please get it down, guys. What do you see from this Taisvis? You see that the Migu, that the Rivon holds Migu Lemafreya Amrinon. Amrinon. The Rivon. I think we had him on the list. The Rosh and the Perek HaKosef Simen Hey. Thank you, Yossi. We had Rosh and Ksubis, right? Right, Rosh and Ksubis. And we also had the Rivon and his Kasha. The Rivon is holding Migu Lemafreya, and we'll go back to all those four rejections we had of all the proofs that said Migu Lemafreya Lormi. We rejected them all. Migu Lemafreya Amrinin. And the best proof of it all is he doesn't give that teretz. He stands on his head and gives a new teretz. He's Befached. Poched. Why didn't he say Migu Lemafreya Amrinin? So you see that he holds Migu Lemafreya Amrinin. But that was different about Migu Lahasik, Migu Lahotzi. That was something else we set up. But we said we said that was something else. So, but you're right. On the list, remember, for Rosh or Vice, the minority opinion that holds Migu Lemafreya Amrinin, remember we said it was the Rosh, the Rashi, and the Rivam's Kash in the top of Laman Aleph Amad Aleph. Okay. Daniel, let's finish the Rashbam, okay? Real quick, go ahead. What?
There's a question on Tosfos' Kasha on the Sugyos. Why can't we say that the Ma'arer held that there's no chazaka? It's a chazaka she'ain mo taima. I bought it before he established this chazaka.
Right.
So I don't have to be.
But if you require a person to if you require a person to protest every 3 years, then you squat it on the land new, and your tainus still is that you bought it. So I ignore the fact that what? That someone else bought it. You should protest again after every 3 years.
But he only has to protest to break up a chazaka, not a chazaka she'ain mo taima.
But he has a taina. His taina is that he bought it. He bought it. He's just saying there was a competitor. The Mara says, I also bought it. So listen, you should have protested again. That was the premise. A good point, what you're saying. It's a very good point. But the premise is that if you don't make the protest again, then I bought it. I don't care about whether you bought it. Okay, Yechiel, let's go. Please, guys, look inside now. This is a very important point on the Rashbam. Go ahead. A little bit louder, please. Go ahead. The Yesh Beforshim. Oh, very important. Now, the guy that wins is the Muchzuk if he says he has Adim for 7 years. Do you need Adim for all 7 years according to Yesh Beforshim? No, just the last three. Go ahead. Go ahead. Lomdu Cain, the Ika. Hule. Okay, what's the Yesh Beforshim hold? Let's get it down quick. What's the Yesh Beforshim? That rock ate him al Shalosh Achronos. Excellent. What's the Raya? Otherwise, you wouldn't need Oven Inish. Excellent. You wouldn't need Oven Inish. You got slam dunks, ate him on all 7 years, you win. We need Rabbis Chiddush to say that Shni's generic meant more years. Yes? Go ahead. Yilav Nilsen. Baharei. Oh, it's amazing. This Rashbam says, what are you talking about? What are you talking about, says the Rashbam. Rashbam says, the Chazak is B'makom Nishtar. If you only have Adam on the last three, what's going to happen? What do you have? Shkoyich, you have Adam on the last three. What do you have? You have two stars. One says four, one says three. What wins? Four wins. Four becomes before three. So, what do you mean? It says the first guy, the Maharis is definitely going to win. What are you talking about? You don't need Edom every year. Right? 4 years before in the past is before 3 years. It pulses the Muxik star. Go ahead. Right, and from Rava's statement, don't tell me you don't need 7 years. The whole point of Rava is what Yossi said, that it's not a problem in a Chozer B'Towing. You're just reinterpreting. Go ahead. Chule, She'ilu. Ah! So what is he saying now? Even if you would what? If you would retract, afilu ki maisi sari bari achronim, ain't no what? Ain't no klum. Why not? Va'achar? Now, what does this mean? It's very important. What does this mean here? What does this mean? Let's say you had Edom on all 7 years. Let's say you had Edom on all 7 years. What would you say if you had Edom all 7 years? And the guy only said what? I only meant three in my first. I only said three in my first statement. What does Hodas Baldin Kimeinim Domi mean? Hodas Baldin Kimeinim Domi means Yoser. Hodas Baldin Kimeinim Domi Yoser Mi Edim. They're more powerful than Edim. You can bring me Edim from today until tomorrow. For all 7 years. But if you said the number three, your Hodah beats out the Edim. And it's not like you were there seven. You were there only three. And therefore, what? I would think, Eino Chozer V'Toin. So Rava's Chiddush is what? Yechiel. That it's not a problem of Chozer V'Toin, but according to the, let's write down Yesh Meforshim, and this is the Rashbam himself. Rashbam says, Rock, what? What does Rashbam say? You need Edim on all seven. Edim, Al Kol, Shiva. Please get it. You need Edim in all 7 years. You need Edim in all 7 years. Machlekes Rashbam and the Yesh Meforshim. You need Edim in all 7 years. Okay? Now, what was the proof of the Yesh Meforshim? Because otherwise, what was Rava's Chiddush? Yes? You wouldn't need Rava's Chiddush. So you only need Edim in the last three. Rava says, I meant more than three. Okay? So obviously, you don't have. Rashbam says, what are you talking about? You need Edim in all seven. And the Rashbam's Chiddush is not a problem with Chozer V'Toin, because if he said three, it would be a problem with Chozer V'Toin, and he would be more powerful than Edim. But what was the slam dunk that the Rashbam writes? What's the slam dunk if you have? If you have a star of 4 years and a star of three, who wins? The star of what? Star of four. What does it help that you only have Edim on the last 3 years? So what is the Yesh Meforshim going to say to that time of the Rashbam? That's a bomb kasha. That's a bomb kasha. What is the Yesh Meforshim going to answer? What do you think, guys? Yesh Meforshim says you only have Edom on the last 3 years? Well, the guy has a star. Edom and the Chazak and star is the same thing. One has four, one has three. How on earth is the Muxik going to win? Eli, you follow me? What do you say? Go ahead, Yechiel. No, more than that. He has a what? The man who has three has a what? Amigu! Excellent, Ron. He has a migu! Get it down! He has a migu! The Yesh Meforshim holds like Tosos Kasha! Like the Rivam! Exactly, like the Rivam is Kasha. He has a migu! It's a lumdus! Yesh Meforshim Kamoa Rashbam! No, Kamoa Yesh Meforshim! Yesh Meforshim is Kamoa Rivam! That the guy has a migu, yesh lo migu. What do you mean he has a migu? Yes, migu l'mafreya amrina. The Yesh Meforshim must hold migu l'mafreya. And that's why the man who has a star of three beats out the man who has the star of the 4 years. Because he has a migu. What'd you say?
We got rid of that migu.
So what do you answer? I'm tell you three answers. You know what the Yesh Meforshim holds? I'm going to write it down. He holds, number one, the Yesh Meforshim holds, I wrote it down in my notebook before, Seth. You know what he holds? He holds one, two, three. He holds Migu and Mafre, Mamish. One, two, three, punch. Migu Mafreya, I'm reading. Migu Da'aza, I'm reading. And he holds, even if you're afraid of Claim B, Migu De'Pachal Pochadim, I'm reading. Migu, I don't even know how to write it. Migu Kashir Taina Shnia. Yefached oto, yefached oto, still, adayin amrinin. So I'm glad you said that, Seth. This yesh beforshin will say one, two, and three premises, I hold of all three. Lock, stock, and barrel. And you can argue on this shita, on any one of those three, premises. And the Rashbam could argue on either one, two, or three. Now we already know from the Rashbam, he's already told us many times that he argues with one. So why guess? We don't need to guess. The Rashbam would argue with one. He holds Minu L'Mafreya, lo amrinin. And therefore the Rashbam argues and attacks this Yesh Meforshin and says it's wrong. Okay? That's how he would what? That's how he would respond and save this what? Save this Yesh Meforshin. El, you got me? It's a Cha. You got it? That's why the Rashbam would most probably argue on one. Okay? Because we know for not most probably, we know it said many times. Where did Rashbam say it? He said many times, no? Remember we had it? Where did Rashbam say Migul Mafreya Lo Amrinin? Right here. Right? Where did he say Beferish Migul Mafreya Lo Amrinin? Well, but he said it Kimat Beferish, right? Actually he said it here on the top of the Omid. On Laman Omid Beis. He said it right here. Migul Mafreya Lo Amrinin. So he would definitely argue on one of three. And he would argue halacha lemaisa on the premise of this. And that's the svara that we want to bring out. Now, as I said, the Rashbam, we had it many times in this Rashbam here. Lama, he didn't say it, but he did say it, Beferish. He didn't say the words, like I wrote on the board, but that was a shita. That was clearly a shita. Right? The Tosos over here brought rayas for that, right? Right? Migul Mafreya Lo Amrinin. Right? Migul Mafreya Lo Amrinin. So the Rashbam Toshav Shad also holds Migul Mafreya Lo Amrinin. So Bestoma, of the three premises, he definitely would argue on this, but you could argue on any one of them. This is an accepted shot in Tosis. The Tosis is a pillow, though. The Teres Chaim's Kasha. How could he give me an answer and say that he's afraid, he doesn't know if the guy had a star? There's a coal. A star produces a coal. How could he not know that? Very problematic, Tosis. Okay? So we got to think more about that shot. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good day. Let's stop. And I think if guys were in the rock, we'd visit him December 5th. We have a Shabbaton.